Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Anthony Cooper. He and his lovely wife, Leanne, have a powerful ministry called Ring of Faith down in Nashville, Tennessee. They have a TV program that I was fortunate to be on, and also just do great ministry in that area. I encourage you to go check them out. Go to their website, ringoffaithtv.com. That's ringoffaithtv.com. But in our program yesterday, Anthony was just sharing about how God was starting to pursue him, his wife Leanne, and kind of really got focused on her relationship with God. And even though you were still transporting drugs, God was starting to kind of get your heart a little bit, wasn't he, Anthony?
Oh, yes, sir. He was really starting to lead me out of Egypt. But yeah, like I was talking about yesterday, is how I was headed out west, and I'll be listening to preaching, listening to Joel Osteen and praise music, and I decided that I was going to go on a fast as I was going out there. You know, when you're hauling drugs and you're breaking the law like that, you got to do something to try to calm your nerves, you know? So I decided I was going to go on a fast. And people listening, if you don't know what a fast is, it's when you don't eat and you just feast on God. You fill up on him. And so I did that, and I had a God encounter of the first kind, just like Paul on the Damascus Road. And the Bible says in John 4:24 that God is a spirit. Like I said before on yesterday, I talked about how God is love, 1 John 4:8. I met the spirit of love, and it was the most overwhelming presence of forgiveness, freedom, peace I'd ever experienced in my life. And I had done so many drugs. I'd taken ecstasy, acid, cocaine, crack. I mean, I'd done all kinds of drugs. But I never had experienced anything like that. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes how God has placed eternity in our hearts. Each and every person is born with an addictive personality, to be addicted to Jesus. And you're never going to be satisfied until you meet Jesus. And you got to just keep on with that relationship with Jesus. But I met God, and I got out there to the people that I was buying the drugs from. And I mean, I could not shut up. I was just like, I've met God. I was like Elf, Will Ferrell in that movie Elf. He's like, I know him. I know him. I mean, I just couldn't stop. I was just like, I've met God. And I mean, I was just preaching to these people, and they were just probably like freaking out. I was like, dude, you got to go. But I was just like, I've met God. So I came home, and then God started leading me on a journey to clean me up. I read a book called Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. How God really intended man to be. Then Leanne and I read a book together called Purpose Driven Life. It's like a 40-day thing. And the one thing that I really got out of that book, well, besides us doing it together, because we never had really done anything like that together, was that I needed a church. I needed a church. But I kept going back. I kept going back, and I ended up getting arrested going out there. Well, it was the scariest time of my life. But it was also one of the most freeing times of my life. My whole life, I was living a lie. I was lying to everybody. I was about everything. But I got arrested, and I sat in the county jail out there for 5 days. I got bonded out, and that's when God really started putting our lives together. This was in 2003, May of 2003. That summer, me and Leanne started putting us together. That fall, I had to do 40 days work release from a DUI charge that I had. And that January of 2004, my dad died. And at the same time, I'm getting back in the boxing ring, and there's a reality boxing show coming across country, and they're looking for fighters. They're going into different boxing gyms, and they're looking for fighters. I just happened to be in the gym working out with this kid whose trainers brought these promoters to look at him. Well, they ended up liking both of us. I ended up going to Mississippi. The kid didn't even go. Really hit it off with Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone, down there. And, I mean, I just had a story. I was a cowboy from Tennessee that could box a little bit. I used to model and act, so I just had a real gimmick going. And at the same time, I still got all these charges coming against me. But I'm going on a reality show. And the last time that I ever drank was May of 2019. I was with some friends of mine downtown at a club, and I ended up 2004. That was the last time I ever drank. May of 2004. I was at a bar with some friends of mine downtown, and I started getting drunk, started getting crazy. Leanne ended up going home. I woke up in an alley with some officers taking me to a drunk tank. Leanne came pick me up the next day, and I'm 30 years old this time, and this is the first time in my life I ever said, I can't stop. They've sent me to AA for DUIs. I've been to all kinds of different things. I've been to anger management. I mean, I've been to everything. But this is the first time in my life I said, I can't stop drinking. 2 weeks later, we walk into a church. We had a flyer in the mail. The pastor's on the stage, and he's doing a skit about Rocky. I'm getting ready to go on a TV show with Sylvester Stallone. And I was just like, this is God. This is God. I've met God in the desert. God has led me here. I went to a prayer meeting that night, got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I've been clean and sober since. Right after that, though, I ended up going on the Contender about 4 months later. I got beat up pretty bad on the show, so I don't want to talk too much about that one. But 2005 was the best year of our life. God restored our marriage. Everything was going great. We're all over. We're on 700 Club. We're on TBN. We're all everything. I mean, God, when money's coming in, the Contender's airing. I mean, it's like I'm a celebrity. I mean, it's like this is awesome. 2006, I ended up going to prison. Totally surprised. I should have been in prison from when I was a little kid. But, I mean, the police officer, he did a lot of wrong things. But I ended up going to prison. I did 17 months in prison. I won an appeal because they overturned it. I walked out clean. And God has completely restored our lives now. This has been 2007 is when I got out. 16 years ago in June, since I got freed, God's completely restored our lives. We got, like you talked about, our ministry. We've got a great ministry. We've got great kids. I'm a personal trainer. Our marriage is great. We serve at our church. I mean, God has completely restored our lives.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Anthony Cooper. He and his wife, Leanne, have a wonderful ministry called Ring of Faith down in Nashville, Tennessee. Also have a wonderful TV program. Would encourage you to check out their website, ringoffaithtv.com. That's ringoffaithtv.com. And in tomorrow's program, we're going to talk with Leanne also and hear about their ministry. But one of the things I thought was so cool, Anthony, about your story, even though you had to serve time in prison, you can obviously do ministry anywhere. Share a little bit about the ministry that you were able to do while you were serving time in incarceration.
Yeah, I would teach Bible studies. I was praying for everybody. Galatians 6:7 says, God does not mock whatever man sows, he will reap. So I was like, I sowed so many bad seeds to get in here. I'm going to sow so many good seeds to get out. I mean, that ain't exactly how it works, but God does change you. But I was praying for everybody. I seen God heal people of cancer. I seen tuberculosis get healed. I mean, it was I prayed for a guy one time. The power of God hit him. I mean, it freaked him out. The guy never talked to me again. It spooked him out so bad. I mean, I led like 54 people to Jesus. Led like 60-something people to get filled with the Holy Spirit. I would teach Bible studies out there. And I would like preach on the yard. You don't get much of an offering, maybe some cigarette butts or something, cigarettes or whatever. But I mean, it was amazing to see what God was doing. And it's how God so protected me, too, because at this time, I mean, I just came off a national television show, and I'm in general population. And these people, I mean, actually, like, Leanne was on the 700 Club, and we watched it while I was in there. Watched her on the 700 Club talking about us and them showing me and all these people. And I didn't have one argument. That's bigger miracle than the Red Sea part. Me not having an argument. Living with that many people. And, I mean, that shows you the power of God in my life. I fought everybody. I had so many street fights. I was just such an angry person. Everywhere I went, I was arguing or I was fighting. I mean, that's all I did. And for me to go 17 months not have an argument, not fights or nothing, that's more of a miracle than me getting sober.
Amen. Wow, so powerful. I think if when you got to prison, Leanne wound up finding out that she's pregnant.
Yeah, it was like 3 days. 3 days after I got in, she told me that she was pregnant. Yeah, and she'll say, You want her to talk?
Yeah, Leanne, share about what that was like. You know, Anthony goes to prison, and then you find out like 3 days after he's gone that you're pregnant. Talk to us about what all this was like for you at this season of life.
Yes, thank you for having us on the program, Greg. I appreciate it. Yeah, I can assure you that that is not every little girl's dream to find out you're pregnant that way. I mean, I did a vision board when I was about 18, and I had a picture.
That was not on there.
I had a picture of these cute little kids with ringlets in their hair, and I can assure you, my husband was not in orange. You know, he was not. This was not how I planned it. This was not, you know, my dream. But God is so good, and first, you know, just it's all God. Obviously, it's all God. But even in the midst of that, I just had peace. And I had joy, and I just knew God was going to get us through this, and we were going to come out better and stronger, and it really is a miracle.
Well, I love that. Talk a little bit. I mean, you know, you're on the 700 Club, and he's in prison, and just talk about that part of it there. How did you share with people then, with obviously two extremes? You're on the 700 Club, and yet Anthony's incarcerated. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Anthony and I had been for a little bit, you know, sharing our testimony with people. And, you know, during that time, obviously, I was having to walk my own faith path at that point. And Anthony was all the way across the country. So he was gone for the entire pregnancy and the first 8 months or so of our daughter's life. And so the 17 months he was gone, you know, I would consider to be very important months when you're pregnant. But God was so good, and so I pretty much went on the 700 Club and other programs and just shared how God was sustaining me, taking care of me, and just one miracle after another, and, you know, everything from peace to joy to finances, God just took care of. And, you know, one thing I like to share is just how, you know, when Anthony left, so did about 75% of our income at that time, at least, and so I was kind of in a pickle trying to figure all that out, and God came through month after month, and I would have loved for it to be just one person that was like, I got you for the next 17 months. I'm going to take care of you. But that is not what happened. God funneled through people of all different, you know, places and ages, and God just month to month, I just had to believe God. I just had to trust his word. You know, the Bible says that he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I really just had to trust that every single month God was going to come through, and he did, and it was a miracle.
That's great, too. And then we had a great church, too, that we've been involved with for a long time. We were both on the worship team there, and so the church would help out, and the pastor would write me every week. Every week that I was in there, my pastor would write me, and he would send CDs and all kinds of stuff, and all people would write me. So they would send me money, send her money. I mean, so many people just rallied around us, and that's all by the grace of God.
Right.
And we were standing on his word. We were believing his promises. You know, Philippians 2:14 says to do all things without complaining, murmuring, or griping. The children of Israel had an 11-day journey, and it took them 40 years, and because they murmured, griped, and complained, I didn't say anything against what I was believing for, that this will turn out for my deliverance, that God gives victory to his anointed. I stand speaking all these scriptures. I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't say nothing. Anytime anything happened, I was like, I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. I was kept speaking that. And after 17 months, we won the appeal. They overturned it. All charges dropped. I got a good record now.
That's right.
Praise God and praise God. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but the great news is both Leanne and Anthony Cooper are going to be back with us tomorrow, and I want you to hear about this wonderful ministry they have in national TV in Nashville, Tennessee, including a TV program called Ring of Faith. I want to encourage you to go to their website, check that out, ringoffaithtv.com. But, man, I hope you've been encouraged. I know I've been inspired just hearing about how God worked through a lot of trials and tribulations, and know that God will show up for you today, too. So for Anthony and Liam Cooper, I'm Greg Horn. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with them about Ring of Faith Ministries in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.